Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reported highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Chris McGee. I'm the Data Analytics Manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Progress Report, Medicaid Residency. This report provides the results of our analysis of the progress the Louisiana Department of Health, or LDH, has made with its processes for identifying and removing Medicaid coverage for beneficiaries who no longer reside in Louisiana and therefore no longer qualify for the state's Medicaid program. Overall, we found that LDH did not improve its processes during the scope of our review. However, LDH has recently made improvements. In April 2024, LDH entered into a data sharing agreement with the Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles, or OMV, to use driver's license data to identify beneficiaries who no longer live in Louisiana, but LDH had not yet performed this analysis as of March 2025. However, after we initiated this progress report, LDH announced it intended to run its first data match with OMV data on April 23, 2025. We found that LDH made approximately $103.1 million in per member per month, or PMPM, payments to managed care organizations, or MCOs, for more than 22,000 adult beneficiaries who do not appear to have lived in Louisiana during the coverage period paid for by these PMPMs. These beneficiaries were identified because their addresses were changed to an out-of-state address in LDH's Medicaid eligibility system, or they obtained a driver's license in another state. Specifically, we found that LDH paid $774,051 for nearly 1,200 beneficiaries from March 2023 through December 2024 who were identified as living out of state. In addition, the MCOs paid $233 to out-of-state service providers after LDH's eligibility system listed these beneficiaries as living outside of Louisiana. We found as well that LDH paid approximately $102.3 million for almost 21,000 beneficiaries from March 2023 through December 2024 who, according to OMV data, had obtained a driver's license in another state. The MCOs paid approximately $3 million to out-of-state service providers after these beneficiaries obtained an out-of-state driver's license. We also used Medicaid data and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services National Provider Identifier Database to identify approximately 8,000 beneficiaries enrolled in Louisiana's Medicaid program from March 2023 through December 2024 who only received services from out-of-state providers. These beneficiaries did not appear in the results of our analysis of out-of-state addresses in LDH's eligibility system, nor did they appear in the results of our analysis of out-of-state driver's licenses, but they may reside in another state since they only receive services from out-of-state providers. As a result of our report, we developed three recommendations. We recommended that LDH continue to ensure that beneficiaries identified in its eligibility system as living out of state and who therefore no longer qualify for Louisiana Medicaid are removed from the program. In addition, we recommended that LDH obtain and incorporate OMV data into its eligibility determination process to identify Medicaid beneficiaries who potentially live out of state. We also recommended that LDH incorporate analyses of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services National Provider Identifier Database and its claims and encounter data to identify Medicaid beneficiaries who potentially live out of state. As part of its response, which is included in the report as Appendix A, LDH agreed with all three of the recommendations. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.